Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mouth Makeover series, where this is remote remedy number one. Today, we are working on TFEs, thoughts, feelings, and emotions around the mouth. So let's start with how your mouth gets you in trouble. So anywhere you never thought about that before, can we delete all the programs where your mouth may have gotten you in trouble? And this could be from this lifetime or any other lifetime. It can be from childhood, teenage years, all throughout the lifetimes. So how often has your mouth gotten you in trouble? What were all of the consequences of your mouth's action? Anywhere you were told to bite your tongue, to hold your tongue, anywhere it was what you said or what you didn't say that got you in trouble. Speak no evil. Anywhere you have a potty mouth and speak bad language. So remember, guys, this isn't a judgment. And for some of you, you may use bad language, and it's totally fine in your world. You're being that flock of birds, you're being that open window, and it just moves through. It has nothing to stick to you. But for others, using bad language may be sticky. It may be something that creates a solidity in your world in that TFE. It may mean something to you, and maybe it doesn't mean anything to you in this lifetime, but it meant something to you in another lifetime. So we're just bringing up trigger points. These are just examples. You may have other ones that are triggers for you. But anywhere, anything that's coming out your mouth gets you in trouble. Whether it's language, what you say, how you say it, who you say it to, who you're allowed to talk to, who you're not. And what about all those lifetimes where maybe you died from a tooth-related issue? Maybe you starved to death because you couldn't eat, because you didn't have any teeth. Maybe you had an infection from an abscess or a tooth pull or a break. And that abscess and that infection turned into something that actually killed you. So anywhere where you passed on or were severely ill because of something going on in the mouth, the teeth, the gums, the tongue. How many lifetimes did you have your tongue cut out? All of that energy we delete, please. And anywhere you have a sweet tooth that has created issues, that can create weight issues, maybe even cavity issues, Anywhere that a sweet tooth issue has been a sticking point for you, again, this lifetime or any other, we move through to delete it. And what about that the first thing people see when they meet you is your smile? So what are your TFEs about people's teeth? What if their teeth are discolored? What if they have some missing teeth? When I say people, that includes yourself. What if they have some crooked teeth? What if they have gaps? What are the TFEs that come up for you? What are the judgments that come up for you? About teeth issues. That maybe they're unclean, they don't have good personal hygiene. They don't have a certain economic wealth status. What comes up for you? Move through and delete it. What about bad breath? What are your TFEs about people with bad breath? The amount of bacteria in your mouth is the most. The mouth is the dirtiest part of the body. So everything that just brought up, can we delete it, please? And anywhere you have any TFEs around the idea that what you have in your mouth is permanent and cannot be changed. You cannot change the structure. You cannot change where the teeth are, how they stand in your mouth. Anywhere you feel that any of this is unchangeable, can we delete that program, please? And all the other old sayings, because these old sayings come from somewhere. And you may have been around during that time. So whatever energy's on, a tooth for a tooth, like a pound of flesh, getting long in the tooth, as rare as hen's teeth. Hens don't have teeth, so that'd be pretty rare. By the skin of your teeth. To bite off more than you can chew. As bad as pulling teeth. To give your eye teeth for it. to lie through your teeth. To fight tooth and nail. To sink your teeth into it. To set your teeth on edge. A kick in the teeth. Looking a gift horse in the mouth. All of these teeth analogies we just allow to unwind in your universe. And then we have some mouth sayings. It leaves a bad taste in your mouth. To live from hand to mouth. To laugh outside the other side of your mouth. How about foot and mouth disease? Born with a silver spoon in your mouth. To put words in someone's mouth. And do you kiss your mother with that mouth? Anything else that comes up for you around mouth analogies? Can we delete all of these, please? So remember, especially with these TFE remote remedies, you can go through and you can play this, and anything else that comes up for you around your mouth, your gums, your teeth, your tongue, all of these areas, you just go ahead and pull that energy up and let it be swept away as we do the clearings on the examples that are in this remote remedy. So we're going to let this energy continue to go because there's still a lot unwinding. And what's funny is it's unwinding in many parts of the body. And part of that is because each tooth is lined up with certain meridians in the body. So you can have an injury to a tooth that could end up showing up in that other body system, the heart, the nervous system, the breasts. So we want to make sure we clean these out and any of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions creating this. So we're using the consciousness of your body. Your body's going to know when to turn this energy off. And we're going to let this keep on running until your body says to stop. And I will see you tomorrow.